Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. When we are not thinking about the well-being of the church, what are we thinking about? Our children, spouse, dating partner, relatives, neighbors, finances, job, business, home, vacation, sickness, health, education, politics, crime, death, and the list can go on and on. All of these things are part of the day-to-day issues people encounter living in this world. Since we live in this world, Christians must deal with these issues just like everyone else. However, if we are sincere about our love for and faith in God in Christ, nothing is more important for us than seeing the advancement of His kingdom. Therefore, we should think about the issues of life just long enough to give them the attention they need. But our primary and main thoughts should be on the kingdom of God and our role in it. Blessed is the man who meditates on God's law day and night, goes Psalm 1. In the days of his flesh, Jesus was not immune from the same issues that affected everyone else in his day. We focus so much on his divinity that we tend to overlook his humanity. While he never took on a wife or had any offspring, all the other issues people of his day had to live with, he did too. But Jesus never allowed all the other issues of human life to deter or distract him from his primary mission of proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. And for him, doing the will of God and completing his work was more satisfying than food. Food is not just bread and meat, but it represents anything people seek out to bring pleasure, joy, and satisfaction in this world. And while for Jesus and us, there are many things and relations that are satisfying, there was for Jesus and should be for us nothing more satisfying than all these things. Every Sunday we pray what Jesus taught us to say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." This is because for him and us, there was and should be nothing more satisfying than seeing people come into the kingdom. God isn't, and we shouldn't be satisfied as long as there are empty seats in pews and people dying without Christ as their Lord and Savior. So every time true believers see or make progress towards fulfilling this goal, it is more satisfying than food or anything else on earth. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see you on next Sunday. But until we meet again, blessings and peace.